Now, a gathering of medical experts is taking place at the Hotel Europe in Killarney tomorrow, and GPs from all over Kerry are expected to attend. And they're going to be addressed by a number of medical experts from the Mater Private Network in Cork. And among those who will be addressing the gathering and talking about all the latest developments in his field is eminent cardiologist Dr. John Foran. He spoke to me earlier and he told me what this gathering was all about.
Deirdre, good afternoon. Thank you for the invitation to speak. Now, yes, tomorrow we have a GP study day in Killarney. It's something which has been run in the past, and it's an opportunity for us to meet different disciplines. So cardiology is represented. There are some inputs from chest medicine, from orthopedics, particularly spinal orthopedics, and also from the obstetrics and gynecology point of view, without the obstetrics, because we're not an obstetric hospital. But the main event in the morning is cardiology. And as the lead cardiologist, I'll be introducing three of my colleagues to present on various topics ranging from valve disease to coronary calcification and what it means from a patient perspective, and also just sharing some interesting cases in cardiology which allow us as specialists to interact with referring colleagues in general practice.
And this is an event specifically for Kerry GPs, is that right?
Correct, yes. It's a professional meeting. There'll be CME awarded for the participants. And it's really for doctors to interact with other doctors about the various specialist interests that we all have, yeah.
You're providing, I gather, new updates and information and new studies, etc., about various medical issues that would be beneficial to GPs in their own everyday practice.
Exactly. A lot of patients present with common symptoms such as chest pain, discomfort, breathlessness. Maybe they feel their heart skip a beat, palpitation, in other words. And whenever you get this type of patient, there'll be a group that need the input of a specialist to sort of sift through the important things and decide if there's an issue that needs to be investigated further and, if so, treated. So, and this will apply to the cardiology section in the morning, the first morning, the session, as well as to the other session which follows after a tea break. And we'll be talking about common problems in cardiology like the symptoms I've mentioned, but also updating people on new guidance in relation to valve disease, you know, what's important, what is not so important, what should be referred, what you can look after yourself in primary care, and also just adopting the shared care approach to medicine, because it's often not just one group of people in primary care or another group in specialist centres that look after patients, but it's a team effort between both groups.
And all the people who are taking part and giving presentations are from the Mater group, is that right?
Correct, that's right. The Mater Father group here in Munster, based in Cork, you're quite right.
Yeah. You would all, of course, have a lot of patients from Kerry who would travel down regularly to Cork.
We do increasingly so. I mean, it impresses me how people will think nothing of getting in a car and travelling three hours to get here. I would have thought that would be something that would put you off travelling. But I suppose if there's a clinical need and there's the ability to provide top-end services which aren't available locally, then people do prioritise their health, and that's a very important thing.
I presume there are advances being made all the time in cardiology that can give patients a better outcome and longer lives, even with heart disease.
Oh, yes. I mean, if I think back, I mean, I've been in the game now for 38 years, and over the last four decades, I've seen some amazing things develop and evolve and become perfected. And it is now a much simpler process in terms of achieving a diagnosis and implementing treatment, which has a meaningful outcome. In other words, people will feel better when they have symptoms, and people will live longer because the medicines we prescribe, the procedures we perform, have a prognostic impact. And even if people don't have symptoms but have a serious condition, they can end up living longer by being assessed and being treated in a timely way.
And it's not just cardiology that will be discussed and spoken about at this event tomorrow. There's other areas of medicine too.
Correct. I mean, we have a chest physician who will be speaking and talking about cough and what cough means in the consulting room. We have a spinal physician who will be talking about neurological presentations, which are amenable to sometimes just minor procedures, sometimes more major. And we also have a gynecologist who will be talking about women's health related problems.
As we speak, do you know, have many Kerry GPs signed up for this event?
At the moment, I've gathered there's about 40 people registered. It's an in-person meeting. It's not a hybrid meeting with an online component. But I dare say there may be something which people can tap into at a later stage.
And it goes without saying that this would be hugely beneficial to any GP in Kerry. They will learn something. They will be able to bring the benefits and the knowledge back to their own practice and their own patients.
Well, that's right. I mean, medicine is a lifelong learning process, and we always learn new information. We share it with colleagues. We interact, exchange ideas. And this is how we all function as a profession. So it's very important to have meetings like this to give people the opportunity to learn and to ask questions and to refine their knowledge and to, you know, translate into better patient care at the end of the day.
And that was cardiologist Dr. John Foran, who is based at the Mater Private in Cork, talking to us about a day of information for Kerry doctors to update them on all the latest developments in the medical world. And already, as John said, over 40 doctors.